This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The updated autopsy for Elijah McClain appears to take some pressure off of the officers involved in the 23-year-old's death. The cause of death was changed to ketamine. CPR's Allison Sherry says the amended autopsy report tries to remove some blame from the officers who are charged in connection with McClain's death.
The medical examiner talked about the chokehold, said, you know, in martial arts, usually people recover from those, and there was no evidence of any neck injuries at the time. So nothing that the officers did led to Elijah McClain's death, that it was all about the ketamine.
Chokeholds by police are now banned in Colorado. The University of Colorado has drawn more than $1 billion in research funding for the sixth straight year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Faculty attracted nearly $1.5 billion in research funding and gifts for research. That's up 1% from last year. Federal agencies award most of the research funding. The money paid for research such as categorizing cancer types, which could pave the way for more personalized cancer therapies. It also paid for studying chemical reactions during hypersonic flight and how vegetation is responding to climate change in the Arctic. One researcher was awarded funding to use artificial intelligence to identify why and how materials break down in order to make the world safer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Members of Temple Aaron in Trinidad are marking a milestone as Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins. The 1889 temple is on its way to becoming a National Historic Landmark 6 years after almost closing. Kim Grant serves on the temple board. He says Temple Aaron is nationally significant.
It helps tell the story of the westward migration of the Jewish people into the southwestern United States as part of the broad pattern of settlement of the American West.
The temple could be declared a federal landmark next year. Trinidad has a sunny day and highs today near 80, in Pueblo 83, Denver 82. Mostly sunny, then some rain possible for Denver and in the mountains tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.